USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on the campaign trail in Prescott, Arizona Monday boasts America's military strength.
We've upgraded our nuclear to a level that it's never even been close to. We have new rockets and missiles and ships and tanks. What we have is incredible. The F-35 fighter jet, the best in the world, stealth. Tankers, new freighters, we have everything. $2.5 trillion all made in the USA. We are the envy of Russia. We are the envy of China. Nobody has the equipment. Even the hydrosonic missiles that Obama messed up on. We have hydrosonic missiles. They go 7 times faster than a normal missile.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden will remain at home this week. Thursday is the last presidential debate taking place in Nashville, Tennessee. The moderator will be Kristen Welker of NBC. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
If you see how big tech is censoring your content online, you're not alone. If you see how biased the content censoring is, you're really not alone. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The obvious censor slant is according to a new study by the Media Research Center. They went through all posts by Trump, Biden, and their campaigns from May 2018 through October 16 of 2020. MRC analysts Corrine Weaver and Alex Schimmel write that big tech has caused serious damage to the president's ability to be heard on social media. Twitter and Facebook have censored the president's accounts and his reelection campaign accounts at least 65 times. Yet the companies have not censored Joe Biden and his campaign accounts at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The NFL has been juggling football games like crazy this year because of COVID-19 concerns. There was a rare Monday afternoon game as the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Buffalo Bills 26-17 in Buffalo, New York. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Election 2020 will go down in history as the levels of early voting topple any in history. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Nearly 30 million Americans have already cast their ballot in November's general election. Between in-person voting, absentee, and mail-in ballots, voters have already cast about 21% of the total number of votes cast in 2016. Dr. Michael McDonald of the U.S. Elections Project tells News Nation that there are multiple reasons for the hike.
There's a combination of factors that are driving this. One is just the supply. States were going to make available early voting options.
The cases came out, but the Biden's lawyer called the gentleman who was preparing it after the hard drive. The lawyer basically validated the hard drive. He's also validated in 10 other ways.
The horse that goes to the water doesn't have to drink, and voters are very enthusiastic to vote as well. And so we're seeing voters taking advantage of the opportunity to vote, and they're just voting in droves.
44 states and the District of Columbia all have begun some form of early voting. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The election is November 3rd. As questions are pouring in from Hunter Biden's email that implicate his Democrat presidential candidate father, Rudy Giuliani on Fox News confirms the laptop is Hunter's.
The day this came out, Hunter Biden's lawyer called the gentleman who was repairing it and asked for the hard drive back. I mean, the lawyer basically validated the hard drive.
USA Radio News.